Call them up. Yeah. But you got to do it real sneaky. Like, you know, don't call up and say, hey, you suck.
You know what to do.
Call up and say, hey, you guys are great.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, how are you guys? I'm the mic. How are you?
We're okay.
Good. These guys, Big O and Duke, they suck. I think it's Oscar, the one they call Big O. His brother's like a freaking cosmetic surgeon, like tours the world. Like the rest of his family's successful. His dad's like
okay. Don't need a bio.
Not the kind of information.
Call us in the office,
for.
Sir.
Don't need the bio on them.
And incidentally, I'd be curious to know: are we getting dumped in Baltimore while all this is going on?
Yeah, that's our big complaint right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh gosh, it's been so long since we've just been petty for almost an entire show.
Absolutely.
Hello.
It's fun to be petty, especially when they're dumping us.
Not in Mike's show.
Then I'm like,
yeah.
They are dumping you guys. You hear the delays. They're doing it real carefully. But I hope you bury these guys. My daughter called in and commented on the local band. They didn't like what she had to say. They called her all kinds of names off the air. I just hope you put these.
What, off the air?
Off the air. Yeah.
Off the air. They couldn't have said it on the air what they called her.
We can't condone that.
We've done it.
But we can't condone it.
Hey, and here's. Thank you, Rob. Hey, here's good news. They're running that show on this station.
Yeah, just on the weekend.
On Saturday night.
Oh, really?
That's good.
When did that start?
I guess how? When?
I don't know.
And there it is again.
Uh-huh.
And there's this radio station again. There isn't one person here in any area of programming that knows what's going on or when it's going on.
Right. Okay, bottom line, we're going to drop this and get back to Buzz. Here's the deal. We got screwed in Buffalo. We're okay with that. I mean, we're not okay with it, but they changed the city.
It's disappointing. I feel bad for the people in Buffalo.
It's incredibly hard to explain how they could blow up an entire radio station or a talk format to go to this Jack, we play anything format and still keep Howard because they're afraid of Howard. That was point number one.
Mm-hmm.
Point number two is this place is a disgrace the way it's being run, WJFK. There's no management. There's no leadership. If you had any balls, someone would have called me up during the last break and told me to shut the hell up, but
right.
You don't.
No.
You just sit out there and you listen to it. Number three. There are two no talents on a station in Baltimore that on a regular basis have said we suck. They can say what they say. We can say what we say.
However, happen to be in afternoon drive. They happen to be in middays. See how that works.
They want a war. They got a war. Live 105 in Baltimore. You keep dumping out on our show. The next call you're going to get is from Elliot Ephraim at Ephraim & Associates.
They're lawyers.
Plain and simple.
Yeah. It sounds like they got a buddy up there who's hitting the dump button.
You can dump out if we say S. Or F or MF. But you can't dump out of our contract. It says you can't dump out if we're saying you have disc jockeys on who are running our show down and they're allowed to do it. And when we respond, you dump out what we say.
We're going to find out exactly what the deal is with that, too.
You bet your ass.
Who's hitting that dump button? Who's in control? Who's in control up there at Live 105?
Same person that flipped QSR? Brilliant move. Same person. Who is it?
We'll find out. Christ. Obviously, and true to form, nobody's called us here, so we're not getting any insight on it.
No, but I know when they'll call. Tonight, as soon as 24 is on, that's when they'll call.
Yeah.
I swear to God. I'll get home. I'll chill out. I'll have a drink. I'll be sitting there with Frida. The phone will ring, and I'm going to see caller ID Michael Hughes go, ah!
Huh?
Yeah.
Not
now. No. Not now, ass. Spineless ass. Jesus. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Just so you know, they're dumping you out big time in Vegas, too.
Oh, now you're lying. Stop.
They are not.
Shut up. Trying to make us laugh. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, will Don and Mike be using any Jap plays in this war?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, no disrespect, no.
Where's the patent music?
You know, trick plays.
I think we need the patent music. You know,
no disrespect.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, it's Jay in Baltimore.
Listen,
I don't know who's yanking your chain, but 105.7 has not been dumping you at all.
Oh.
I've been listening since you had Mrs. Christ on nonstop.
Well, then why would we get 8,000 calls from people saying that they've been dumping?
Do you know what it sounds like when you get dumped?
Well, it sounds like a delay, right?
No, it does not. It is done digitally.
It sounds like you've got. What it sounds like is a bad edit on a piece of tape. And you hear somebody go, "Well, I was over there." It gets stuttery.
Somebody's calling on the inside line now. Oh. Hello.
Hey, I got a call. They're not dumping in Baltimore.
Well, then what are these people complaining about?
It sounds like somebody's yanking your chain. All these moron fans are giving.
Well, they are morons. And if they're not dumping, then they are morons.
Well, good. If they're not dumping, then thank you. Then our message has gotten out.
I've been stuck in Beltway traffic all day.
All right, well, thanks.
Listening to you guys.
All right,
thank you very much. Okay.
Then that part is done.
You know, when we're not at the facility, it's tough for us to monitor.
One fewer battle to fight.
Gotcha.
Fight the good fight, guys.
We will.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Beth Ann. This message is for those guys.
I got two guys, Sean Payton and Mike Zimmer. You got to keep an eye on those two. Because they're going to try to get the upper hand on. Mike wants the defense to do well. And Sean, he's going to have a few, no disrespect to the Orientals, but what we call Jap plays. Okay? Surprise things.
Yeah.
And no disrespect to anyone.
No disrespect. Game on. That's all I got to say right now. Game friggin' on.
Fantastic.
And you dudes are so obsessed with Mike and I, you should know this. My chi kicks ass. So watch it. You're getting me at a very bad time. Because I'm incredibly centered right now.
You got the powerful chi. You got that chi going on.
And one more message for this loser, Chad Dukes. Yeah, keep posting on message boards using my picture as your avatar.
Yeah, very good move.
That's good. Keep doing that, because that doesn't piss me off. That doesn't piss me off at all.
Not at all.
Keep doing that. And keep going to appearances and handing out stickers for satellite radio. That's good.
What the hell is that about?
Why don't you promote that a little bit?
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. Oh, he likes having it both ways, this guy, Chad.
Yeah. Well, he's a two-faced SOB. I think he's proven that. He certainly proved it.
He likes having it both ways.
He may need the gig.
He likes talking the big game on his radio show. Then he likes going and listening to the skateboarders and telling them how much he loves them. Then he likes having the comedian on the show that's going to talk bad about Frida. Then he likes going back on the ONA message board to write how he's going to be at the show handing out the XM stickers.
Right.
That's real good. That's real smart.
Yeah.
That's real professional.
Well, the one good thing, if it's true, I'm glad they're not dumping any of this out up in Baltimore.
Right.
Very good.
And as soon as I find out who you are, watch it, pal. I mean that.
As soon as we do our research.
As soon as we...
Don, I promise you, I will put the same kind of research into these guys that I put into every other guy ever there.
I'm going to find a picture of you, and I'm going to start posting stuff, some crazy stuff, and I'm going to put your picture there to indicate that I hate you. So everybody, or even better, I got a real website. We got the DonandMikeWebsite.com. Maybe I'll just put your big fat face right on front of there. Right, this boy is a KT.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, what do you think of that? It's all the World Wide Web. No one can do anything. It's unregulated.
Ooh, it's Dodge City. Yeah, can't control it.
Chad Dukes, KT. How about that? How you like that?
Is he the catalyst in this little duo?
I believe so.
Is he the trouble man? Is he the two-faced guy? He's the guy that causes all the crap?
I believe so.
Again,
don't know enough about him.
We'll find out.
I just know that enough stuff has been passed along to me that this is the guy with the... with the big hard thing that's really got it bad for us.
Okay.
So.
All right, good.
And, you know, for me, maybe a little more than you, although, you know, you're an equal opportunity.
Well, if they
receiver.
Pulled that thing in the place on me, the thing they did that was the thing.
Okay. So we got a radio war going. Mm-hmm. That's good.
I bet
we win.
I think so, too.
I bet we win. And I bet I don't have to be like Bush and stand on a boat when it's not really winning and go, mission complete.
I don't know. It seems to work.
No, it'll be done by the end of the week.
Okay.
Buzz?
Yes.
Oh, Buzz.
Hi. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Garbotin.
One man found a way to bring good news to his
what
people.
Time it is.
That's me.
He made it up.
What time it is.
You're fighting tomato cans, Rock.
Just like the old days.
Yeah.
God, we've got like 3 minutes of show left.
Stay tuned for
Buzz?
News and comment.
Yes.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
We've got to move ahead. What's your lead story?
Today, how a story in Newsweek started riots and flag
good
burning.
Professional. Thank you.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Half of light and half of dark. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Time for Buzz's news and comments now. Buzz to us. Buzz brought to us by Viromax.
Someone call for a doctor.
Number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer. It's doctor developed, clinically tested, and patented. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Now here's Buzz Gerdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, somebody still reads Newsweek. The magazine reported that the U.S. military personnel at Guantanamo Bay had flushed parts of the Quran, the Muslim holy book, down the toilet to try to make the prisoners talk. That report set off riots throughout the Middle East, where so many of our troops are already in danger. 16 people died in the riots. Hundreds of people got hurt. The American flag was burned. Now Newsweek says the story might be inaccurate, and it's retracting the story.
So
and apologizing.
Explain it. This is in Newsweek, man. So
right.
They write it in Newsweek.
Right.
Then it gets what? It's sort of translated over to Al Jazeera or whatever
right.
the hell
they
it
read
is.
It in Pakistan and Afghanistan and
they
so
read
on.
It, and it's so inflammatory
yeah,
that it causes riots in the street.
That's their holy book. That's even perhaps worse to them than saying that parts of our Bible, the Christian Bible at least, or the Judeo-Christian Bible being flushed down the toilet. So they were highly insulted by that.
Like they think they would get to me?
They weren't really.
Like I'd be sitting in a room with a gun to my head, well, and they're going to go, here, we're going to flush the toilet. I'd say, if they got a gun to my head, I'll use it as toilet paper. It'll save my life.
Absolutely.
It's a book.
Yeah. But it's
but there are a lot of people who are.
Sure gives you a little perspective on the way they think about religion and the way we
do. I only
absolutely.
Believe what I read in Boys' Life.
Good for you. There's a magazine you can trust.
Thank you.
High time.
That's right.
There's a magazine I can trust.
Oh, no.
Buzz did step right up for his high time.
Yes, thank you, Buzz. So Newsweek is retracting the story, says it might be inaccurate. They don't know for sure, but they are apologizing nevertheless. Military officials are now investigating. The question is, was this all a setup? Newsweek says it got confirmation on its original story from U.S. military officials.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Sounds kind of like this place.
Infinity.
Yeah, guys, you know, can't we get to the bottom of this infinity thing? Why are we wasting time talking about the national events of the day?
Yes.
World events.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Silly as they are.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
And maybe it doesn't matter who's to blame. Americans are already disgusted.
I mean, Buzz,
yes, what?
You know, my feelings are really hurt.
How so?
By those DJs.
Oh, well, I know.
And I think that maybe that's a little more important than this war you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I just did the quotes
in the air.
But I can't do Mike's Dr. Evil, and I just went, like you would know.
Like you, would that,
like you guys listening
but
would
I know
that.
The truth that your feelings are not really hurt.
No.
If our feelings were really hurt over this 20-year career, we would both be institutionalized. Fortunately, that has not happened.
Revenge,
I'm not ruling it out, though.
Revenge is a deserved.